Whoa. Whoa.
We are so back, baby.
We are back.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
Hell
Hell
yeah.
of a run.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Cully.
Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah,
Yeah,
motherfucker.
motherfuckers.
Before we get into this week's episode, I want to let y'all know where you can buy me this month.
Where are you gonna be?
I start July off with Tacoma, Spokane.
Are we telling them about Austin? Maybe. We'll save that for the Patreon,
Fine.
actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Spokane,
No.
Tacoma, Tacoma,
Tacoma,
Spokane,
Spokane, Salt Lake
Salt Lake
City,
City.
Utah.
Yo!
What?
Mormons!
I'm gonna get hella husbands. That's
What?
how that works.
I don't like it. I don't
And
like it.
then we're in fucking New York City,
First theater
baby.
gig.
Gramercy Theater, July 25th. Get your tickets.
Get 'em.
Stamford, Connecticut.
Is that? Oh, I thought it was. I thought that was still New York.
Oh, I totally don't know.
Wherever Sanford is,
Stamford.
Stamford. Wherever Sanford, Stanford's,
Stamford.
Stamford.
Yeah.
Wherever Stamford
Are
is.
we both dumb as fuck, dude?
Yes, we are.
I do feel seen, so.
Yeah.
Okay,
Wherever Stamford
Stamford.
is, yeah, sorry.
Atlanta, Georgia. Alright,
ATL!
that was just added. And
Yup!
Nashville. And that's
Woo!
all in July. So fucking FionaColor.com. Get your tickets.
Yeah.
Come see me. Because I would love to see you. Got a lot of new stuff working on my hour. Yeah, what about you, Matthew?
Yeah, you know I'll be around
Oh,
town.
yeah, he's a slut,
I what?
man.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Yeah, I'm a slut
I'm telling
for
your
you.
business. Ooh,
So,
butt stuff.
I'll be with Rodney while she's out in Spokane and Tacoma. But then I'll be meeting her out in Gramercy in New York and Stamford, Connecticut, New York. And then I'll also be at the Atlanta and
Nashville.
Nashville dates with her as well. Nashville was awesome. Friggin' amazing show last time.
Yeah.
Sold it out. Had a blast. Yeah, if you haven't been to a Fiona Collis show, you should definitely go. And if I'm there, it's gonna be even better, you know?
Yeah,
Hell
Blair.
yeah.
It really is an
It's a
experience.
lot of fun.
So get your tickets. You do not want to miss that because everyone's talking about you when you're not there.
Yeah.
It's really
And if you're
awesome.
like, surely not me,
It's
you,
you. You're
100%.
exactly right. Yep.
Yeah.
All
Also, don't forget
right.
to please subscribe
Oh.
to
Son of a gun, yeah. I'm
the
being like too supportive.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/rampinup. No G, just
That was a choice we
RAMPINPOD.
made to make it a little more confusing.
Yeah, we like to confuse people.
Also, I don't know if you've noticed, but we started vlogging all of our trips rolling
That's right.
around.
Yeah, it's a new series called Rolling Around over on your YouTube page.
Yeah, so subscribe to my YouTube so you can see some behind the scenes and what goes on at shows.
That's right. And go follow the Ramping Up YouTube. Eventually, somewhere down the road, we may switch over to that. But for now, we'll just post clips and stuff on there. And you know what? Subscribe to my YouTube if you want. I haven't put anything up in a while, but I plan on putting out more stuff. That's Matt Taylor Comedian on YouTube. Matt Taylor Comedy on Instagram
Fiona Colley on Instagram.
and everywhere. And
That's about it,
that's, I think, yeah, I think we nailed it.
right? All right, let's fucking get into
All right, let's go.
We're ramping up.
back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
It feels good to be home for a minute, dude.
Whew. How long were we gone?
A month.
Whole month. We burnt through all our bank episodes. So if you watched last week's episode, that was episode zero, the first
If you watch it.
Yeah. If you watch the whole thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, welcome back. Congratulations on an amazing month.
Thank you, baby.
That's some good stuff right there. That's some good stuff. And as always, before we kick this motherfucker out, we like to do a little smelling salts just to kind of wake up. You want to go first?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Oh, I think these lost their steam, but it still kind of gets in there. Give it a good whiff. Yeah, there's still some left. Sorry, that was... I think I inhaled the actual salt. Oh, sweet baby tiny Jesus, please help us. Oh, man.
Dear Fuggler. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, but first it comes with a very heavy heart. You may notice there's maybe something missing.
Something different.
Something different about today. The camera angle. We're shooting it on an iPhone. That's for sure.
Thank you, big iPhone.
Thank you, Big Apple.
Big fuck.
New York, Gramercy Theater. July 25th. Let's go. Oh, man. Yeah. Sweet Brady is...
no longer with us.
Yeah. No, he's... officiating a wedding? The dude's got... he's a man of many hats.
Brady wears... fuck.
Yeah, my bad. We're just vibing a little too hard right now.
We are. He wears many a hat, and yeah, none of almost them more than fit me. His head. They're pretty small hats.
They're tiny hats. Is that the Italian place?
Yes, it
tiny
is.
Tiny hats, sandwiches, love them. Check them out in Nashville.
Our favorite restaurant in Nashville.
Dude, great sandwiches.
Holy shit. Anyways, Brady is not here this week. He will be back. I am, we are going to Austin.
Next week. And we do have some
exciting. We won't say who.
We'll announce who maybe on the Patreon.
We have some exciting guests signed up.
We're excited
and
for.
We're very excited.
Yeah, very excited.
Anyways, Brady will be back.
He's not permanently gone. He's just gone this time around. He's been working his ass off, and he's a wedding officiator. Which is sick. That's awesome. I officiated a wedding once. Did I tell you about that? I'm not allowed. I mean, I did it, but I don't know if they're legally married.
I didn't understand the processes.
Yeah, I never got ordained, and they asked me to officiate their wedding, and I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then I found out that you had to like be ordained, and I'm not. So I don't know. Are they legally married? I mean, in the eyes of God, I don't know.
ChatGPT later.
Yeah, we'll run that through. Well, yeah.
Because that's going to be some hard news to deliver. I was thinking about how I'm real good at hearing bad news.
Because you're always...
sitting down.
Pretty good. Got to bring that one back.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right.
Damn, we tried to... We tried to record this episode earlier.
I didn't know if you were going to bring that up.
I want to.
We might release like snippets of it on Patreon.
Literally?
Yeah, in a fight.
All we did was fight. I was in a bad mood. Matt was frustrating me.
Yeah. She was like, you're fucking annoying me. I was like, God. But we're good now. We made up.
A little too raw. Yeah, we're solid.
And I watched it back. I was being annoying, which was hard to admit.
Can I actually brag on you for a sec?
Yeah.
I have never dated any man who has been able to come back and be like, hey, my bad.
Yeah, might be on that one.
without me being like, can we revisit this topic? Matt left to go
but
golf.
I had to edit, so I had to revisit the topic. Yeah. I mean, oh, shit, I was
Could
being
you
annoying.
Imagine getting in a fight with your partner and it being on camera?
Yeah,
and
you can just run it back.
Yeah.
That's so...
It's kind of sick.
Yeah,
in this moment, I was right, but I didn't handle it well.
Right. Yeah.
So we're both wrong.
Yeah. So we're even. That's how we like to keep
and
things.
And I love you for that.
Yeah, I love
Anyways,
you too.
Anyways, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, I cried the whole way to golf.
I know, he was crying
and the whole way back.
Swinging.
Two completely different reasons.
Crying, swinging.
Played like shit. Somebody called us cucks.
That was hilarious. It was me. That's why we got in a fight.
Yeah. No, I went and played golf and... my buddy John Wesley, he was walking into the pro shop or whatever, and we were just playing nine. This is going to do well. This is going to do numbers on the pod. And we were just playing, like, the front nine. And as he was walking in to, like, pay for his round late, the guy was, like, talking to his friends with his back to him. And he's like, I wonder if these fucking cucks are going to play the back nine. Then John Wesley was like, what cucks? And the guy didn't realize he was behind him the whole time. And I was just like, we weren't cucks. Like, we weren't being assholes or anything. We just played nine, and we were being really nice. But I guess that's cuckery. So I'm going to find that guy. Once again, there's so many segments where, like, I get fucking
railroaded. Yeah.
I'm going to snap one day, and it's going to be
quavy. It'll be on me somehow.
No, I would never. Unless you watch the episode that we're not putting out. You know what I mean? But you want to recap what the hell's been going on?
Okay. Damn, we have a lot to go back on. Y'all, I finally have my fucking bachelorette party. Which, like, if you have been to a show, you know I talk shit about bachelorette parties. Like, it's always a messy thing. But you gotta have one, and I get it, and I had mine in Sevierville, Tennessee, which is right near Dollywood.
Gatlinburg, I think. Is Gatlinburg more popular than Sevierville?
Yeah.
Like, if you say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it was kind of in Gatlinburg. Yeah. And, we got, like, this big cabin. I had all my friends out, a hot dog night. We had teenies and weenies. Night
teeny
martini.
Weenies. That's
not
new.
Yeah, it was Matt themed.
Yeah, teeny weenies. I don't like it.
Nope. And my friends are fucking awesome. It was very fun. I did do shrooms twice on my bachelorette trip, and I would like to preface: I don't do shrooms.
You've only done them on camera twice.
Yes.
Great sets.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you haven't seen this, the comedy where she's doing comedy.
Yeah.
She's doing comedy on shrooms. They're both on her YouTube. It's pretty funny. One lady hates her.
Oh, my God. That broke my heart.
Yeah. I wonder how she's doing. Hopefully better. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So, you did shrooms on your bachelorette trip. How'd that go?
Okay, so the first day we did shrooms, we did a good amount. I was really feeling it.
How much do you think you did for the people that do shrooms?
You see, it's embarrassing because if you're someone that, like, does shrooms, you'd be like, that's not shit.
Yeah, but also you're a lightweight.
Yeah, with everything.
Yeah.
I'm like very, like with the weed, drinking, anything, I'm a lightweight. But, smelling salts.
Yeah, I mean, we just hit the same thing and you look like you got punched in the face.
I think I did about a gram.
That's not
a
small amount.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. I was kind of
that's enough to get you.
My sister gaslit me into being like, obviously, that's not enough for you to feel anything. Brother,
that I was feeling everything.
Dude, being on drugs and having to, like, convince someone that you feel them is the most annoying fucking thing. You yeah, know you what I mean? Like
a bitch, you know, like.
Right, and I'm like, I'm not, like, making this up. I feel like, do you remember being in, like, high school and being like, I'm so drunk, and, like, someone would be like, you can't be that drunk.
No, because I was always that drunk.
Oh.
I got real fucked up in high school.
Well, in high school, before I was walking weird already, yeah. So when I drank anything, it got worse, and everyone thought I was, like,
faking it?
Like, blowing it up.
Really?
Out of proportion, because I was disabled and didn't know.
Interesting.
Anyways, The shrooms thing. So basically, pretty quickly, if you've done shrooms, I feel like this has to be like a universal experience, right? There's good and bad. Everything is very black and white.
Yeah, there's good and evil.
Right.
Yeah, like, you feel it in the air.
And like when you're in a large group, it's almost like you create like tribes. Okay. Stick with me. So it's like a big cabin of people.
I'll tell the story after, but okay. Now you'll probably understand my shroom trip.
It's like a big cabin of people, a good amount of us do shrooms, and we take them sitting, there's like a wraparound porch that looks out into the forest. We take them sitting in front of a TV mounted above a fireplace on the porch with like comfy outdoor seating, right?
Yeah. Very descriptive.
And we're all like, okay. And then the shrooms hit. And most of the people that took the shrooms and everyone that didn't just like was laying outside watching a movie. And me, my friend Jocelyn, and my friend Mallory, all, I don't know, I, like, couldn't tell the difference between, like, oh, the shrooms are hitting or am I nauseous? So I kind of, like, rolled away because I was embarrassed, like, what if I vomit?
Yeah, vom town.
And Jocelyn and Mallory followed me around the porch and they were like, what's up? And I told them. And Jocelyn grabbed this little, like, trash can.
Yeah.
Okay, that well, became...
Do you have pictures of it?
Yeah, I have a slideshow. Putting the slideshow in there.
Yeah.
Jocelyn handed it to me and was like, it's okay if you vomit. Here, this is... So I'm holding it.
That's sweet.
And we're like giggling and fucking laughing harder than I've ever laughed. And I realized I no longer am nauseous, but I cannot let go of those trash cans. Nay, I will not let go of this trash can. And it becomes so important to our tribe. We were the trash people. Yeah. And everyone knows what sounds movie bad. People. Yeah. Trash is love. Trash is life. The trash was symbolism. Trashy, so. It was symbolic for safety.
Yeah.
Right? Because I had it. It made me feel secure that if something went wrong, I had a plan.
Yeah, you had a place to puke.
Yeah. So I wouldn't let it go for the remainder of the day. And me and Jocelyn and Mallory had the best time of our lives. At one point, I kind of parked my chair at the top of a hill. Uh-huh. And I was looking over and I realized how steep the hill was. Again, I'm on drugs. And then I realized my wheelchair has a seatbelt. Okay?
What did you do?
I buckled my ass in. And you know what? I felt secure for the remainder of the day. I was buckled into my wheelchair.
There's trash people, movie people, and seatbelt people. Didn't think about that.
I was a secret seatbelt. Oh my god! You're a secret
seatbelter.
I know Jocelyn watches our podcast, and I can't wait for her to hear that. That was real. Anyways,
yeah, sorry.
It was a great That was a great addition. It was so much fun. Me and Jocelyn Mallory bonded, and then fucking Hannah, another friend, came in, and we are just, I'm letting everyone up turns, holding trash. We turned trash into an AI baby. It's a whole thing, right? Hannah acts like she genuinely is interested in holding trash, which, again, we're all very attached at this point. Out of nowhere, Hannah, who was a movie people, threw the trash over the fucking balcony with no remorse.
Granted, on shrooms, this trash can is a baby.
Yes.
So she essentially threw a baby off a balcony.
Yeah, and I cried. We all were like, fucking shame, shame. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You shamed Hannah?
We did.
That's crazy.
And then we made Hannah go down to get it. And she went down, acted like she was about to pick it up, and then kicked it.
Damn, doubled down.
Dude, and then my one friend, Grace, she's pregnant as a fuck right now, and she was there not on trims. She's there. She's an attorney, so I tried to involve Grace in potentially suing Hannah, Jocelyn Mallory, and Chloe, our other friend. She was half... Is this interesting or am I doing too much?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It means so much to you, but it's so hard to comprehend if you weren't there and on shrooms. I think that's why it's tough with like shroom stories sometimes, because it's so like personal to you.
Damn, I've been talking for 15 minutes.
About shrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Yeah.
You've got a whole nother day on shrooms.
That's true. Sorry. Anyway, so that was really important. The craziest part. So we had been in this cabin for a couple days now. And it was now the day we had planned on going to Dollywood, which is like an amusement park, if y'all don't know. Because, like, planning a bachelorette trip when you're in a wheelchair is kind of stressful because there's a lot of shit you can't do. So I was like, what the fuck will be, like, more fun for me almost, or more fun because I'm there?
Roller coasters.
Right. Everyone has to sit down. I get to cut lines with everyone. Like, it's perfect.
Damn, yeah, we need to go to a theme park
together. Oh, brother, yeah. So I'm like, perfect, love this. I take some shrooms. We all took a little shrooms, rolling into Dollywood. I'm very nervous to be around people. But also, y'all need to know I fully forgot I was like a comedian gets recognized occasionally.
There's definitely Kill Tony fans and a lot of comedy fans at Dollywood.
Brother, I roll up and immediately this guy comes up to me like, oh my God, can I get a picture with you? And I, quote unquote, I go, why? I thought he knew I was on shrooms, and I was like, who the fuck told you?
How do you know?
Yeah, so it was real panicky.
Did the movie people tell you?
Did the movie people? You get it.
Yeah, yeah. There's vibes out there for sure.
So that was scary, and then to get like the handicap pass to cut line, you have to go into a little office, and this person asks you questions about your disability.
Yeah.
But one of the questions is, do you have the upper body strength to hold yourself still? And I was like, fuck you. Of course I fucking do, you idiot.
And did you?
I did not.
Did you get banged around?
Oh my God, the rides are crazy.
Jostled and tossled?
Well, I had no idea how my friends were like. I was like, does everyone have a concussion right now? And they were like, what? And that's when I realized.
Nothing.
Zoom in on me right now. I'm a disabled person.
Nah. Wait, so you can't ride roller coasters? Like, you're
no, I'm doing it again, but you, maybe like, let's, if you ride the one
that has, like, yep, this thing.
Every time I have my head on both sides.
Oh, you're just rattling around.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we got to work on neck strength.
Sucking dick.
Yeah, I looked at the camera, too.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sweating, right.
Cut
bro.
That out of my mind. Yeah, it's hot in here. It's like 106 in Nashville right now.
Oh.
So, hell of a bachelorette trip.
Yeah, honestly, very fun. A lot of ups and downs.
Oh! Was it a roller coaster of emotions? Yeah, you got it. There it is. Sorry. Mm. Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, where was I when you... Was I doing shows somewhere? No, I was here.
Here.
I was off. What did I do? Oh, wait. No, I was at Zany's that whole weekend.
Mm.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, that was a good time. I was with Jet Ski Johnson. Yeah.
Oh.
Very, very cool person. Very kind.
We fucking loved. Hey, Jet Ski, friend of the pod.
Jet Ski, big friend of the pod. She was going to do the pod if you were in town. But you were out there.
Y'all could have done it without
sucking
me.
Sucking off some Dollywood stripper.
That's true.
Dollywood male strippers. That's got to be a collective 15 teeth. That was a hack joke.
It's okay.
Yeah, so that's what I did while you were on the bachelorette trip. I was vroom vroom. Got a sweet hoodie out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Sick ass hoodie.
Okay, what?
And then you came back, and then first leg with
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Okay, can I be so fucking real with y'all right now?
Be real right now.
She is, and I'm not, I'm being real, the kindest, sweetest person I have ever met. Like, I don't know, I feel like with a lot of famous people, it's like, I like what they show me, but do they fucking suck in real life? You know what I mean? Like, you're never sure.
Yeah, you always wonder. Because they say, Nikki,
don't meet your heroes, they'll try to rape you. Yeah.
I've never heard that second part.
We're going to beep that out, sorry about that.
Alright, I'm editing this one, so... You guys might just have one angle. When she was like, zoom in, there might not be a zoom. We're trying to get this out to you in time, too.
Awkward. What was I talking about?
How awesome
she's just fucking awesome. Like, when I started kind of really getting into comedy, the evolution of, like, a comedian is you do shows in your hometown, showcases, and then the next step is to go on the road and feature for a headliner, like that, and then you headline.
Yep.
Like, that's the evolution,
that
right?
That is, yeah.
So I was always like, oh, I really, and she's the first headliner that's ever taken me on the road. I went from showcases and stuff around town, Kill Tony happened, and then I was just headlining my own shows. But I was told I was told early on, though, that a headliner probably would not pick me up, mostly because of
how bad you are at comedy.
And just like the disability adds things to think about, like on the road.
Like travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, and I understand that from like a logistics perspective.
Yeah.
But it's a hard pill to swallow.
And they didn't skip a fucking beat.
What? Oh, no, they did.
Nikki and her team.
So when Nikki asked me, I was like, oh my God. Like, what? Yes, please. Not only was she, like, so thoughtful about my disability, she also offered to buy a fucking plane ticket for Matt, and if he wasn't available, a friend or someone if I, so I could have someone there to help me if I needed it, which means she was offering a plane ticket to pay for food because she fucking did. Like,
yeah, like, I, they, God, they were so
like,
nice.
Did you, like, talk about how fucking welcoming she was to you.
Oh, yeah, I mean, their whole team was insanely welcoming. I mean, she's got a good group of people running with her, and, you know, from Sean, her opener and writer, Emily was her assistant, right? Mm-hmm. Very, very sweet girl. Lawrence, the tour manager, sick-ass dude. Her boyfriend, Chris, very cool, very nice guy. And am I missing somebody?
Got Erica as another tour manager.
Oh, the Outback manager, yeah. She's awesome. Man, just, yeah. And, I mean, Nikki was very, that whole, all of them were, like, very inclusive. They didn't ever make me feel like I, you know.
Well, yeah, like you were like, an extra. Yeah.
Made me feel like I was part. And I'm not even doing comedy. I'm just off, you know. I'm just hanging out. So that was very, 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 very kind of them. And
I mean, she's a dream. I love her crowd. Here's the thing about Nikki that I need y'all to understand. Generally, when you are featuring for a headliner, they're not, like, for them to, like, watch your set, that's not super common. There's shit going on. They're busy. Nikki, I swear to God, every fucking night when I went on, she would sit on the side and had, like, her notes app open.
Yeah.
And if she thought of, like, a tag for my joke or whatever, she was there and she would tell it to me. Like, the most, like, thoughtful, kind person. I've never met someone more deserving of all the things they've earned.
Yeah. She's been busting her ass for 20 years.
I fucking know.
And that was, so that first leg, you were in Orlando and West Palm, and all that's awesome. I'm not on that leg. I'm, where, oh yeah, I was with Rodney in California and Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And then, this is all like in just a long run that we've been gone for a month. So from, I end up in Albuquerque, fly out early to San Francisco while you're doing your Sunday show with her. Then you fly all the way across the country to San Francisco. We do the show in San Fran, very fun show, very cool people, very cool city. Somebody stuck up for you when some weird old Asian lady was staring at you in a wheelchair.
She was staring at me, and what did the guy say?
He was like, she's a human being, not Robotron or something
like
that.
Yeah, like on the sidewalk. It was very cute. San Fran was great. Sacramento, we sold the bitch out, It was really fun. But then we had to, like, we did the meet and greet after the show, and fucking Matt, like, grabbed my travel clothes and the rental car and ran them up. I changed in the green room, and we rushed up to the airport.
And we had to take a red eye back to Florida. Sacramento, awesome crowd. San Fran, amazing crowd. We met Damien, was awesome. He was a very, very funny comic. God dang it, his last name is leaving me right now. But he's on our vlog. Check him out. Anyway, if you check him, it's on the, like, also we did a vlog for San Fran and Sacramento. It's the very first Rolling Around that we edited and put out. So be sure to check that out if you haven't seen it yet. And also, you'll see Damien, great dude, very funny guy, travels with Sam Obeid. Sammy Obeid. So, yeah, we do those shows, and then we red-eye back to Florida from, like, midnight in the West Coast to, what time did we get, like, 11? And we finally got to Florida in East Coast time, so crazy. However long that was, try and get, like, a few hours of sleep. Then you have your show in St. Petersburg with Nikki.
Yeah, two shows.
Two shows, yeah. And then we drive to St. Augustine the next day, do a show at Amphitheater out there. Very fun. Very good time.
Here's a fun part.
And then we go to, from St. Augustine to Clearwater. So just like one side of Florida to the other. 4-hour drive. 2.5 hours in. I'm sitting there like thinking about everything we packed up. I'm like, oh my God. We left your wheelchair battery.
Charger.
Yeah, charger.
And let me explain, leaving my wheelchair charger.
You can't just get another one. It's a very specific type of charger. It's the worst thing
we could do.
Yeah, that's twice that I've almost...
I'd rather leave my entire makeup bag.
Yeah. There was anything else you could have left, and it would have been fine. But
I'd rather leave my only pair of shoes.
She would have rather left me than the charger. Yeah. That's how important this charger is. And I realized that 2.5 hours in, we can't turn around. They've got to get to the hotel. So we're freaking out. And we've got to go to France the following day. So we're like, oh, my God. So I'm like, I guess I'll just like, we'll get there and I'll rent a car and drive back to Clearwater 4 hours and then back again. So 8 hours there and back, or to St. Augustine. And it's just like, I don't want to do that, you know, but I'm willing, you know, but I'm a nice guy. And Lawrence, the tour manager, angel of a human being, gets in contact with the showrunner in St. Augustine. And that guy's like, all right, I'll go grab it from the hotel and I'll drive halfway to meet you guys.
No, but at first what he quoted us,
yeah, he's like, I'll drive, we can meet halfway for $800. I'm like, God, it's so much
crazy
money.
Because we would still have to rent Georgia. A car.
Yeah, and I still have
Matt
to rent a car.
Would still be go MIA. Get
it. Yeah. And
we were like, no, Matt
shit,
was like,
mind.
I'll just
rent a car.
Fucking
I'll just
drive
the whole way. Yeah, it's not worth $800. And then I guess Lawrence messages him again and is like, hey, how much would it take for you to like drive all the way there? And he's like, I'll do it for $1,000. And you know what? Fair play.
Fucking,
our hands were tied. So we paid $1,000 to get the that charger back to us.
Yeah.
And that
it was very fucking stressful.
So, you know, please check it out. The Patreon, subscribe, patreon.com/rampinguppod. So we can
Nikki Glaser,
get that $1,000 back.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
That was my mistake. And she was wanted to pay. She wanted to pay for all of it. I said no.
Yeah.
It's that awkward thing where you have to like eventually say yes.
She wanted to pay for all of it. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, let me at least pay half of it. And we're like, no, this is our mistake.
I said no twice.
Yeah. And then she was like, we're doing this. And, you know, after three times, you kind of feel like an asshole. So Nikki was very kind.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't have to do any of that. It was totally our mistake.
She is fully one of my favorite fucking humans. She deserves everything good.
Yeah. And, man, she crushes her shows, dude. Her crowds love her.
Like, if y'all haven't seen a Nikki Glaser show, treat yourself.
Like, who knows? You might see Fiona there, too.
Yeah.
What a win.
Literally, she is so
funny.
Y'all
even made a TikTok together? That was fun.
The coolest thing about her, also, is she literally, like, writes new jokes on stage. Like, every show is different because she's, like,
she really
coming up with new shit in front of you.
Yeah.
Which is priceless. Are you fucking joking?
Yeah. She
you know? I don't know. Sorry. I'm, like, obsessed. I love her.
She is a hell of a lady, a hell of a comedian, and a hell of a human being.
Yeah.
She's on the top of her game right now, you know?
I think it's going to stay that way for a while.
Yeah. I mean, God.
I'm telling you what.
That Tom Brady roast was something. And, I mean, you go back and watch, like, all of her work on, like, the roasts and stuff, and then her catalog and just like how good she has gotten. It's just,
it's crazy.
Yeah, like it's, yeah. I mean, you're watching somebody at the top of their game just absolutely crush it. And it's good to see her finally start getting her flowers. But that's about all we want to cover on this one. Where are we at on
40 minutes?
Oh, 40 minutes. Baby. Yeah. Whenever it's just us, we're going to try and start keeping these episodes around 30 to 45. Just so we keep it interesting. And who knows? Maybe we'll get in a fight live on the pod.
Are we and maybe doing we'll have to Patreon? Redo it.
Huh?
Do we do Patreon when it's just
Yeah, us? we'll do a little Patreon just to like, we have some news to share. So that's exciting.
We have some news to
Don't.
Oh.
Don't. You're going to ruin the Patreon.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this round. We'll see y'all next week. We're going to talk about how insane France was.
Y'all are bonjour. Merci. Bitch. Okay, so, if you're real one, join us at the Patreon.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right.
All right, and don't forget to follow us, Fiona Colley, at Fiona Colley, at Matt Taylor Comedy, because God knows I'll never get at Matt Taylor.
Follow Matt. Follow him.
Please. I could use it.
I need you to. If Matt reaches, now I'll say this right here.
Oh, God.
My mother if Matt this. Reaches 50,000 followers on Instagram, I'll share it.
All right, we're gonna check out the Patreon and be sure to follow us on social media. Follow, hit that. What is it? The bell. Hit that bell on YouTube. Yeah. And we love you guys. Thank y'all so much for watching.
Yeah, we'll see you in the Patreon. Okay, love you. If you're a real one, what was it that we say?
Crack a cold one. You'll crack a cold one and meet us over at the Patreon.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're raising up.